Still over there, too.
Still standing.
Still standing.
There was two stories, or?
No, this house, yeah, it was. But the house, Mr. was a one story. And this, he didn't get married until he was about 65. And he died a few years after that, and his widow, about 80-something, she's still out there.
Did it have a hallway through?
Some of them did. They'd have a room here and a hallway and another room there. Then they have those L's added to them, you see. See, the, like the kitchen, dining room there and the kitchen lace and things like that. Then it had one or two other rooms here. They'd have a bedroom.
It was the hall covered in or closed?
Oh, yeah, it was right between the two rooms. It was built just like this, and you have a room, you had a room, you had a hall between. And you could open them doors up between there and get a good breeze. And out general, cock and stone, I'd gone back before they had electric lights out there. We had acetylene lamps.
Acetylene?
Yeah.
Did you ever have any other kind of lamp before the acetylene, or what?
No, just a common lamp.
What'd you burn?
Yeah, what you had, just a lamp and a... Then had a chimney on it, you see. Put coal oil in it. That's the first thing we had. And that's what all the niggers had. We had to keep coal oil, but that coal oil in drums, there wasn't the only thing you get that coal oil and stuff, ship it down there from Memphis. Most of all the stuff come by boat in those days. We shipped cotton by boat. See, the Lee line and Kate Adams, the Lee had two boats out there. One of them went on down to the Arkansas River and up, and the other went on to Vicksburg. And they run just regular. If you bought mules, you'd ship them on the boats, you got ready for cotton, you take your moon over right now, still operating.
The boats came before the railroads.
Yeah, oh yeah. See, this railroad, this sheriff's office y'all was built in 1883, right there next to Miner's office. That was at Austin out here. The first county seat was in Commerce. The next one is Austin, then the next one here. This county had three county seats.
And they moved the county seat here because of the
railroad.
Railroad.
Yeah.
And get back to the house for a minute. What room did you sit in most of the time? I mean,
well, I had a living room.
You did?
Yeah.
And would you tell me something about how what you had in it?
Well, you'd have a desk in there. Then you'd have a place for your lamp. Then you'd have a chair and a table.
Do you have anything like that piece of furniture over there?
No, not in those days, no.
What do you call it, by the way? Is that a love seat, or?
Huh?
Is that a love seat, or what do you call
that's
it?
That's a seat, yeah, that's what you call a seat, yeah.
Sofa?
Sofa, yeah. And there's one over yonder, too, see.
And how'd you keep the light out of the window, from coming in the windows? Did you have any?
Had shades on.
Shades?
Yeah.
And would you describe what you had in the bedrooms?
Well, the only thing in your bedroom, you'd have a pot in there to pee in. Something in there, you see, and a piece of toilet paper. Then you'd have a bed. Then you'd have a table in there, and a lamp.
Well, how would you keep your clothes?
Well, you had a closet and some of them. And some of them had a shift robe, kept the clothes in. Now, Mr. had a shift robe, left from his grandfather. He kept his whiskey and his clothes locked up in there.
I see.
You know, it's a funny thing, a man that, when he was building this Methodist hospital, two preachers come out there and wanted to give $20,000 or something like that. And I was young, and I was a bookkeeper sitting there, and they sat in the office, had a big office, talking to him, and one of them says, "Now, Mr. you got a big thing out there, and you got these young men, you can't do it yourself, you harm." He said, "That's right." He said, "Now, one was drinking and fooling with women, and gambling, you couldn't have him." He said, "Let me tell you one damn thing." He said, "If I didn't have a boy with freaks, I'm going to take a drink, he couldn't wait for me."
So, that's the way you felt, huh?
Yeah.
To get back to the bed, would you tell me what you had on the bed and how they were made?
Well, just like it is now. You have a good bed. Of course, I don't know what the niggers had, but in that, we had a good bed.
What was in the mattress? Did you use feathers or cotton or what?
It was cotton at bulk. Uh-huh. Now, when I was a kid at home, we had all kinds. We had feather beds, and my daddy gave this boy, the sheriff here, what is that? I think he had five. He gave him one of them. And Ruth's father died on it. He loved it on that. And when he died on it, Ruth wouldn't keep it anymore. I said, my wife. And so she gave it to the cook.
I see.
They're cool, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever sleep on a feather bed?
Yes, sir, I have.
Well, they're good sleeping,
I tell you. How about the pillows? Did you have, what did you have?
We had quilts in those days. Didn't have them. Quilts.
Uh-huh. And you have, what kind of pillows did you have?
Had feather pillows.
And did you ever have any that went all the way across the bed?
As a bolster, yeah, I had them, yeah.
Uh-huh. And when you were a boy, if you wanted to have something different to do and you made a bed on the floor, what would you call that?
Pallet.
Just a pallet?
Yeah, pallet on the floor.
And
used to be when I was a kid, people would visit, you know, and some would have five or six kids. Well, I put all us boys in one room, the girls in another, and make pallets for us.
What did your mother or your wife put over the bed for a kind of show, not exactly, just kind of decoration? Did they have something to put over the bed?
Oh, yeah, they got those, yeah.
What kind of thing was that?
Well, they, I would say, they what the hell do they call them?